T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. Record burnout has led to unprecedented turnover in the workforce, and the economic trend of the Great Resignation has created a unique moment for applicants to find out how to better understand and take advantage of this dynamic employment market. With nearly a billion members, LinkedIn is the default tool for job seekers and hirers in the digital age, yet very few know how to maximize its incredible power. On the line with some tips is veteran career coach Jeremy Scheffling, author of Linked, the Definitive Guide to Conquering LinkedIn for Applicants Across Industries and Backgrounds, and a new LinkedIn buddy of my own. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, glad to be here, Vicki.
Jeremy, why is LinkedIn the great opportunity democratizer?
Yeah, I know that's a bit of a mouthful. But think about it this way. You know, as recently as 20 or 30 years ago, our economy was frankly an old boys network. It was all about where you went to school, who you went to school with. They were the ones who plugged you into jobs. And now think about the fact that fast forward to 2022, and every single person, old boy, new boy, non-boys, is on LinkedIn, 800 million people in total. And so no matter where you went to school or whether you went to school at all, you can now reach out to anyone in any industry, build those connections, and get your foot in the door. And I think that's tremendously refreshing compared to the way it used to be.
What does the LinkedIn search algorithm prioritize above everything else?
Yeah, so this algorithm is really critical. Because if you imagine millions of recruiters behind the scenes who are scouring LinkedIn every day for top talent, the only way they're going to find the right needle in the haystack out of those 800 million people is through the help of technology. And so the algorithm basically says, for any job you're looking to fill, let us find the right candidates for you. People who are focused on the same job you're looking to fill, people who have the skills that you want. And so your critical thing as a job seeker is you've got to mirror that on your profile. For example, if you want an accounting job, and the recruiter is searching for someone with experience with bookkeeping and QuickBooks. If you've got those things on your profile, you're rising up the rankings. If you don't, you're falling off them.
So what doesn't matter in the job search, like LinkedIn endorsements?
Yeah, the endorsements are really interesting because they've been really popular. In fact, too popular in a way. When they first came out 10 years ago, my own mom was endorsing me for everything from astronomy to zoology. Two things I know nothing about, I swear to you. And the thing is that 10 years later, recruiters still don't trust them. They're not credible enough. However, what does matter is recommendations. For example, if a former boss of yours goes to your profile, Vicki, and says, Vicki was the best host we ever had at our station. She doubled listenership. That means a lot to me as a recruiter because that's a third-party validation that Vicki is as good as she claims to be.
So 70% of resumes are reviewed by robots before they ever reach a human. So what's the ideal resume template to win over those applicant tracking systems?
This is kind of the sad fact of the recruiter's life. It's because they're getting so many applications these days, they can't possibly read them all. So again, they rely upon technology to screen out people who are less qualified. And so just like your profile, it's all about matching those keywords. Do you have the right job titles, the right skills, the right experiences on that PDF so that when the applicant tracking system scans your resume, it says, ding, 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 Vicki is the perfect fit. Again, always start with the job you want, look at the job description, and then work backwards to make sure you've got that language on your resume.
I'm speaking with veteran career coach Jeremy Scheffling, author of Linked. You mentioned employee referrals. Tell us more about those and how do we get one?
This is really the key to the kingdom because at the end of the day, as much as technology matters, relationships matter more. And so, if you are applying online and that's all you ever do, you have less than a 1% chance of getting any given job. But the data shows that if you are referred by someone going to bat for you internally, your chances are increased 10x. And so the way you do that on LinkedIn is you find someone on the inside who has something in common with you. Maybe they went to the same school. Maybe they know the same people. Maybe they volunteer at the same nonprofit. Whatever the case is, reach out. Use that existing commonality to build some rapport. And then after you start chatting with them, make that ask. And again, if they put your name into the system, that gives you a massive advantage over people who only apply online.
And how can we get a leg up in the hidden job market?
Yeah, so this is the interesting fact that, again, if you put yourself in the recruiter's shoes, which would you rather do? Would you rather go through thousands and thousands of resumes trying to find the diamond in the rough? Or would you rather just go to the right person and skip all that other stuff? And so a lot of times, someone who has a really great candidate in mind when a job first comes up, skips the entire posting process, goes right to that dream candidate and says, hey, how would you like to interview for this position? And it happens so often that by some estimates, 70% of jobs are never listed, but instead just given out to people that we already know. So you got to be plugged in. You got to be well-networked. That's how you get access.
What other job-seeking hacks do you have for us?
We've been talking a lot about building relationships. And one thing you will inevitably run into when you start going on LinkedIn is they will say, hey, you want to contact Vicky or Ashley or Philip? Guess what? You've got to pay LinkedIn Premium, which is about $100 a month, in order to send them an email right through LinkedIn. You might be thinking, oh my goodness, that's a lot of money. But guess what? There's a workaround. If you go to another site called hunter.io, you can look up anyone's email address for free without paying LinkedIn a cent. And now you're able to get in touch with all these key decision makers, and you don't have to go broke doing it.
I've been speaking with veteran career coach Jeremy Scheffling, author of Linked. How would you like us to get your book?
You can definitely get it through any of your usual websites. And I will encourage all of your listeners to check out thejobinsiders.com. We have links to those bookstores as well as a free LinkedIn profile grader to get your profile ready for prime time.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, and happy job searching.
Thanks so much, Vicky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.